All right. Last week, U2 was here in town, and they played at the Staples Center on Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Hi!
And I was there on Tuesday night, and late in the show during one of the encores, as Bono is, you know, prone to do at times, he pulls people up on the stage. Sometimes he'll pull a kid up and let them do something. Sometimes he'll sing to a girl, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But there was a there's a band that is a U2 cover band that was there in the front row, and we're going to talk to the guitarist for that band right now, Courtney Lavender. Good morning, Courtney.
Morning.
From the band Exit. You have certainly got a lot of attention since this has happened, haven't you?
We have, but I have to clear something up first.
Yes,
We're not actually a U2 cover band.
Oh, you're not? Oh, no. I thought you were.
You started
out that way, right?
Used to be. Yeah. Okay. We are an original band. We have been for a few years now.
I got you.
Yeah.
But you guys, all four of you in the band went to the show together that night?
We were, and it was our singer's only show, so if anything was going to happen, we had one shot, you know?
So you had tickets for the floor section, and how early did you get to the show?
We were there since about 4:30 in the morning that day.
4:30 in the morning?
Oh, my God. That's dedication.
And that's, okay. And that's to make sure that you could get right up front so that when Bono walks around that stage, he has a chance to see you.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So this entire thing was planned out ahead of time. Your goal when you went that night, besides seeing another great U2 show, was to be the ones that were picked up on stage to play.
Well, see, I mean, that sounds so insincere. It was an idea. It was kind of a long shot. It was just, if it happens, it'll be brilliant. But, I mean, we went to enjoy the show, you know?
Sure. He's only done this one other time where he pulled up a band, and they were bad, and the band U2 actually had to finish the song. It was in another city.
No.
But you guys made a sign, and your sign said, bassist, singer, guitarist, drummer, the girls play really well.
No, that's a misquote. It said, the girls play rock and roll.
Rock and roll, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that's lyrics from Vertigo.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, the boys play rock and roll.
All right. So you put that sign, and Bono saw it while he was singing the song. And then he pulled you up on stage. Tell us what happened from the point where he started asking for you to come up on stage.
He was kind of joking around with us at first. You can't play. You can't play. And we were like, no, we can, you know. And so that was like earlier in the show. And then he came down again. He's like, all right. I'm going to give it a shot, you know. You better not be messing with me. Except he didn't say it quite like that.
Of course, yeah. Well, there's a lot of pressure on him to keep the show entertaining, and if you guys suck, that would be bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He does have a colorful Irish vocabulary. We totally know what you're talking about there. So he brings you guys up, and he walks you, I mean, I guess you guys walk over to your respective instruments on the stage, right?
Right. Yeah, and...
So the Edge gives you a guitar...
And not just any guitar, I might add. It was his Gibson Explorer that he's had since 1978, I think.
Wow, I'm surprised he didn't have someone bring out an extra. You know?
They first handed me one of Bono's guitars.
Uh-huh.
And then Edge just turned to me and he goes, do you want to play this one? He's never let anybody play that guitar before.
Wow.
How about that? Do you want to play the real guitar, the one that counts, the one that matters?
Courtney's yes.
Yes, only yes. How did you guys, how was it decided what song you were going to play from the stage?
We had already talked about it in advance. It was just, it's a song Out of Control from their first album. We love playing that song. Just a lot of energy to it. So
you decided that if you were called up on stage, it's a long shot anyway, but we might as well have a song picked out.
Right. You might as well be prepared, right? You know?
Okay. So where, this being speaking, I wasn't at the show, so where are the members of U2 as you guys launch into your song?
Well, Larry sat right behind our drummer, Pam, like a 2 feet behind her, probably wait, you know, just in case he had to take over.
Right, sure.
Adam, the bass player, I think he kind of went down into his little bass pit, but Bono and Edge... They decided to sit on the drum riser
and just watch.
It was very surreal, actually. They were just sitting there grinning, kind of like there's just the vibe of give us what you got. Come on, show us.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Edge was thinking, I am going to jump out and beat you up, Courtney, if you do anything to that guitar.
I'm sure.
Yeah, no kidding, Courtney.
Well, let me tell you this. After about one verse, Bono jumped up to sing with our singer, and Edge ran off to get a guitar.
No kidding.
And then they joined in for the rest of the song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So cool.
Is it foggy in your memory, or do you remember every second of it as you looked around on the stage of Staples Center?
I do remember every second, but it just has this weird twinge of surreality to it.
Of course, yeah. I mean, how could you ever picture yourself doing that? And it's true that you got all kinds of attention from record companies and all kinds of different things. Your drummer got a cymbal contract or something?
Not yet. I mean, the people are speaking to us, which is very exciting. I mean, obviously that was not the intent. You know, we just, if it was going to happen, it was a moment for spontaneity. It was a moment for rock and roll.
Right.
Yeah, it's a super fan moment is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you play with the people you admire the most.
That's not bad.
Absolutely.
It's not bad to get on stage and play with, you know, U2's equipment. That works.
Yeah.
I guess. The band Exit is who we're talking about here. Courtney's on the phone with us right now. She plays guitar for the group, and it's exit-band.com. Is that the website?
That's it, yes.
Exit-band.com, and if you want to see the group doing their songs, they got another gig coming up a week from Friday, November 18th, at the 14 Below in Santa Monica. And I guess all that information is at exit-band.com. What a cool story, by the way, and I bet you're going to take some pictures from this of you guys up on stage and frame them and have a nice memento for the rest of your life.
Of course we will.
Did you have anyone taking pictures?
We've got pictures coming in from people who are all over the arena.
Because I was going to say, it would be so funny if you four are up there and you go, oh, we forgot someone to take our picture. People are emailing to you. That's great.
That doesn't happen at U2 concerts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Courtney, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Cheers, guys.